Technology, May 7th, 2026, at 10 o'clock, 2 minutes after 10. Oh, we have to silence our cell phones?
Oh, that's a good idea, huh?
And that's our call to order. Mike Martell is here, myself, and Amelia and Diane.
Good morning.
The interesting thing always to me is that communications could play such a part in this community. Nobody pays any attention, and we struggle to try and get anything accomplished. That's just my comments. And so, the first order of business, Mike, do you want to have any comments?
No.
Okay. So let's do our update on the website and social media.
We had just about, like always, the same number of users looking at the website. We had a big uptick the first week in May, mostly folks from Singapore, from the United States, followed by Singapore, China, UK, Norway, Vietnam, Germany. Our homepage, Rancho Murrieta, had the most number of hits, and then Deer Creek, Scott Road, which we must have had a storm on the 4th or 5th of May. I bet that's when we had those electric... April. Oh, it is May.
Yeah.
I got it. I'm with you. Boardman, Arizona. This is my favorite. People looking at board meetings, employment opportunities, and then the active cities by users. Here we go. April 8th. We have that same spike that weekend. That must have been the stormy weekend. And then it was just leveled out on Facebook. The number one page was the meetings. When the meetings would happen. And these are the May meetings that people were looking at. We have had a lot of changes. But those are our recent posts. Number one are the May meetings. And last month, the most pages visited were the meetings.
The meetings.
The meetings.
Yeah.
So while they're not coming... They are interested in when we will be having those meetings.
Great.
Clear.
That's a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
There's your report.
That's it. We aren't gonna keep trying to find out why we have China and stuff. We always think.
No.
We got the explanation. So
yeah. It's.
Okay. Pipeline. Amelia, thank you for bringing me. I've been really proud of the pipeline and the messages that you've been putting out too.
Oh, thank you.
You know me, I'm kind of hard to be satisfied about stuff like that, but I think you've done a great job.
I try to let everybody know the situation that's really happening
right
here.
Right.
And, you know, that this was the harshest one I've written, but... It's true.
Tough times.
Yeah. Yeah. And it just blows my mind. I get, you know, every single time it rains, I've got a generator out, a pipe burst, a flood at the lift station. And so that's all has to do with the infrastructure, the aging infrastructure. So we need people and we need money. I mean, I don't want to say we need money, but we need money. You know that.
We've all talked about how chemicals have increased in price and all that sort of stuff. But I think the community needs to hear specifics. So I
right.
asked Travis to take three or four of his high-end costs for chemicals and things that we need to recycle them and clean them and all that, and just show people in 3 years what's happened. And he was telling me one of them is double.
Yeah.
I think that what we're doing in terms of trying to get the community to see the situation, ultimately, I think the reality of the situation is going to come across. And I have not heard anything more about...
I only have a half a dozen protest letters.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So.
But let's keep in mind, Diane and I were Was it, you know, it was Cecilia and I going over this yesterday. They have until the end of the public hearing to bring the protest letters. Yeah. So they could come in with boxes of letters.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah. I don't either. But
what do we count?
There's
10?
Six or 10. Yeah. There's very few.
The blowback is going to be after you vote.
I'm sorry.
The blowback is going to be after you adopt the budget. You're gonna get it afterwards, not beforehand.
Even a new board and a new general manager and a new water operations manager doesn't change the facts.
Yeah, you can have general managers as you want. You would still need money.
We have 50 years of rotting infrastructure, you know, and the list goes on. And my favorite topic, not my total favorite topic, but one of my favorite topics is we have not planned for anything in years, in decades. The 10 years that, or 8 years that I've been here before that, there's no plans. I mean, we have the Loomis report, and this is going under internal communication. We have the Loomis report. We've done nothing with it. In terms of integrating that, our situation, mm-hmm. into what they're recommending as a plan. So those are things that I think if we don't get that pulled together soon, we are going to continue to have a lot of problems.
Yeah.
So how about good news? Do we have any?
Yeah, we have good news.
Okay, good.
The good news is the reservoirs are full.
Way full.
So, hallelujah. The good news is we're getting new membranes with the CIP.
Okay.
I don't know that that really translates.
Well, it makes our plant work. We need those.
Right. Yeah. It's super important. So, this is under pipeline. We did run the article last month about... stay out of the water. The river's cold, mm-hmm. and fast, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, right.
And we also ran the article on the mollusks.
Okay,
and
good.
So
that's good.
I've asked Brandon to work with, I don't even know who, to find out how we get certified to inspect the boats that are coming in.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's been his idea for quite a while.
Yeah.
Whoops.
So see if we can
set up our own inspection.
Uh-huh.
Place, maybe 2 days a week during
or
the summer.
As needed?
Yeah.
Because it has to be a resident who owns the boat. So then the resident would have to, right? Only resident-owned boats can come in here.
Right, right.
So then it would have to be a resident who took their boat to somewhere else and then brought it back in.
But so we don't know that. So the way... I mean, we can't keep track of people taking their boats in and out.
You can see they have a boat. Well, I guess they could just go.
Don't have to be residents. All mm-hmm. you gotta do is say I'm meeting my
so and so,
and you watch every night the gate. You guys have cameras. Boats come in and out of here all the time. They don't live here, so it's friends of residents.
And we made a huge presentation, I guess you would call it, an emphasis on the boats. We put the rules for boats in both of the gatehouses.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon's gone over them. We've talked about it. There's no outside boats allowed in here, period.
That's not what Mr. Martell is saying.
All you can do is go look at your video cameras.
But I'm saying the rule is.
Absolutely. And until there's compliance, it's like these electric bikes.
Okay, okay. The rule is very clear, and the gate people are implementing the rule. We haven't had much of it because it's been winter.
Right.
But it will come back again, and along with that procedure is the possibility of, for our own residents, having their boats inspected and you know, cleaned.
Yeah.
And I think... Brandon and I have talked about that. So what we were talking about doing is maybe a couple times a week in the summertime in our parking lot or somebody's parking lot, bring your boat, we'll inspect it and wash it. I don't know that that's gone through yet or not, but that would be one way of encouraging people to make sure they are not dragging something else in here. So.
More good news.
Yeah.
You know, my neighbor is the fishing guy, Nick.
It's a committee meeting.
Any good news? Here's the good news. It's, they have a new, new general manager at RMA. I mean, I'm just going to say everything that comes to my mind.
Well, I think one thing that's really good news is that we are deep into our process for hiring a new general manager. And
good.
And all the, he gave us a long list of places where they've already advertised.
Like 16, yeah.
So that process is complete, and now we're going out to look for the new general manager.
Well, and we're also in the process of upgrading the audio.
Yes,
that's good news.
Yeah, it is. Hang on. the other part of that is water operations. We're going right into that search as fast as we can so that we would have...
In fact, I should call him today.
So that we would have a relatively full staff.
Right, right. So hopefully it'll be like 4 to 6 weeks between... The day the
Not
general
too
manager
long, yeah.
gets hired
right,
and the
right.
day that...
Right. So anyways, I think that's good news. We're looking and hiring and getting people in here who can help right the ship. And I can't... and Diane, you said... What were you saying for good news?
Just that we're upgrading our audio system.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah. Okay. Living in harmony... I think we should just take that out from now on because...
we just don't have the energy to tackle it.
Well, there are certain things that have to be cleared up and understood, et cetera, before I want to spend money sending the whole community a letter with a magnet. We have to be able to say this is what's happening in security and as one part of the equation. And so I may continue to sort of work on the letter, but I there's no point in talking about it anymore, at least until maybe the budget's over and the audits are in, and we have some concept of if we have some money and just in general where we stand, if we can report to report to the residents. So. And then, are we on discussion item 6?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nellie Bloom, Ms. Bloom, has brought to our attention with her correspondence at the last board meeting the concerns that she has, and probably she represents others, regarding our meetings and our legal obligations to present things in a certain way. And so what I want to say, and Amelia's going to, and Diane are going to speak to this, we've already started this process. Any of the legal processes that need to happen via the Brown Act, et cetera. Fortunately, the letter came, but we were already working on it. We were ahead of the game. And the... Brown Act, I have copies of the changes, et cetera.
Right.
I really think that we need to get, Patrick, to go over the changes.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to do the whole Brown Act, but to go over the changes. So that's another place to go forward with this. And finally... beyond what we have to do to, what we have to do to make sure that we are legally compliant to how we do meetings, et cetera.
Okay.
Beyond that, there were other comments in the letter, and one of the comments was the length of the meetings. So I just wanted to make mention of this. Nobody likes it. Staff is here. They have to drive home. Nobody likes it. The interactions sometimes are unnecessary, and we need to be better about letting people speak their mind and then sit down.
Yes, and saying 3 minutes, thank you.
Yeah. So we can control a little bit of that, but what we can't control is the amount of work that has to be done. Right now, we are in the middle of finance, audits, yep. Two audits, being ready by June, I think she said we were going to have them, and then also the budget in June.
Yeah.
So there are lots of things that we have to talk about.
She's submitting fiscal year 22-23 and fiscal year 23-24 to the auditors next Friday, the 18th.
Yeah.
So
that's big.
So it's happening. And then the auditors look at them, and then they come back with a laundry list of questions and more documentation that they look for. And then we submit all that, and it takes a couple months to go back and forth, I think.
But when you just think of just that alone, audits and budget over the last 3 months, are we surprised that we have long meetings?
Yeah.
To say nothing of development, to say nothing of security, and we're dealing with a lot of
stuff.
We
have a lot, yes.
And we don't have a general manager yet, and we don't have a water operations manager yet.
We have a really good interim general manager, though.
Oh,
that girl is rocking it.
I know. I know. Absolutely.
Is she?
I'm just addressing the fact that there's a reason why these meetings are long, and it's not an excuse.
Yeah.
I once had a teacher tell me the difference between a reason and an excuse.
And there's one thing that we could do as staff and as the board that would cut about an hour off of the board meeting, and that would be is if staff had our reports and said, do you have any questions? But it's my understanding and feeling that the board wants to hear our reports in addition to looking at that information. And this board is so engaged in what's happening.
We don't have a choice.
Yeah, you're so engaged, and you want to know. You want to know everything about what Travis has to say.
Right.
So, yeah.
It is basically what it is right now, and there are, like I said, so many things that we're trying to do all at once. And I called this a working board a while ago.
Right.
And that's what it is. Without the structure of a new structure in the district, we have to do it. You're doing two jobs. You're doing a job. We're all involved.
We're all involved. Yeah.
Well, like I said, 2 weeks out of the month, with preparing for committee meetings and board meetings. So
on item number six, I do have a few comments.
I know you do. Yeah. I just want to make sure that we address that because, like I said, nobody likes it. We'd rather it be different, but it's not, and it's not going to change right away. So get over it. And if there's any other questions that she had in the letter that we can comment on, we will. But basically what we need to do is we need to comply with our legal things.
And so here are the legal requirements. Governor Newsom signed into law SB 707 in October of 2025 to go into effect April of 2026, and she even talks about it in the letter. This new mandate applies to larger organizations. Mm-hmm. We don't meet the basis. We don't meet the size threshold to have to comply to.
That's what I thought too,
right?
When I read
Patrick sent me her. She asked that we restore Zoom live two-way remote access. Is this legally required? No. It's mandatory only for eligible legislative bodies. Again, those bodies that have more than 100 employees. So we're little. We don't have to do this. We don't qualify because all meetings are conducted entirely in person with no teleconferencing. The teleconferencing rules are not triggered. So that is to say that if a board member had something that they were some reason that they couldn't physically be here, the same laws applied that have always applied. It used to be that you could call in,
I know,
right?
Yeah.
But I have to, on the agenda, I have to say that my board member is going to be calling in where they will be specifically,
right. Right.
and post on their door that that's a mm-hmm. public meeting so mm-hmm. that so that the public right. can go in to your hotel room in Massachusetts and listen to it. So because I think that's happened once in the 6 years that I've been here. If board members were doing that all the time and it would be a Zoom meeting, obviously, then that would trigger the Zoom rules that everybody would be able to Zoom in and out. But we don't do that. So we don't have to restore Zoom. She asked that written transcripts with speakers identified be available. That's not legally required. No current state or federal law requires transcripts of public meetings for districts of our size. Improved audio recording quality.
And we put the drafts of all the meetings in the packets.
The drafts?
Yeah. In other words, we had committee meetings this week.
Yeah.
Or last week or whenever. This week. Mm-hmm. And so Diane writes the notes from that.
The minutes.
And so those are totally available.
Yes, the minutes are available. So is every audio recording for every meeting.
Yeah.
And we'll continue to do that. No statute mandates a specific audio quality standard. However, the ADA's general effective communication obligation remains applicable to persons with disabilities who request access to meeting content. So mm-hmm. if somebody with a disability came in and specifically said, I'm having trouble reading it, understanding... Mm-hmm. Or, you know, the quality, then I would get together with IT and we would, just like always, do everything mm-hmm. we can to help mm-hmm. the community, whether, you know, they're disabled or not. Consolidated dedicated meeting web page. Is this required? No. Required only of eligible bodies. Again, those bigger CSDs. Real-time captioning for live recorded meetings. Not required. Only required for larger CSDs. So what is required of us is new levels of ADA website of eligibility. It's required of all special districts by April 26, 2027. So that means that if there's a PDF document, and Mike, I know you've been on, we've all been on the website probably more than we care to admit, looking at those archived, those historic documents of the district. If it's a document that I write on Word today mm-hmm. and print a PDF in my computer and then put it on the website, that PDF, anybody who has the program on their computer, mm-hmm. right, because maybe they're blind, they can't see, they can click on the document and their computer will read it out loud.
Okay.
That's not the case for a scanned document mm-hmm. or an older PDF, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so many of those documents are older, so they're not currently ADA accessible. It's always been that if somebody asked for this document to be ADA accessible, then I would turn it into a readable PDF and I put it on then I would have taken steps. I've never had that happen.
Mm-hmm.
So we either have to, through our website, they have an add-on, which is very expensive, that we could put on there for those archived documents to translate those to ADA compliance.
Okay.
Or I can remove those because they're not, it's not required that I keep those older documents.
Except for people like me need them.
Right? And so that would mean more PRA requests. And it would also mean lessening the amount of information that's available.
Right.
Because you don't know. You think, oh, I wonder what that. And so then you'd look at it and say, oh, this document. Oh, look, it mentions this. And then I can go and find, mm-hmm. you know, you kind of do your search.
Or I can call you.
So
she knows where everything is.
Because, so the board will decide between now and April of 2027 how they want to do that, if that's worth the money. Since this is a new regulation, it wouldn't surprise me if some other software doesn't come out to make these, you know, ADA accessible mm-hmm. for a lot less money. So I'm kind of waiting on that. You will notice that
microphones.
we have the owl.
Oh, right.
And so what this little buddy does is he records, gives a video recording of the meetings.
Mm-hmm.
So I would imagine we'll start putting those on the website right away because we know how it works. We know how to reduce the size of the file so that it's accessible to people on the internet. So that's what we have done. This is a big upgrade. That's what we...
It's very much in the testing.
Yeah, it's in the testing. So
stage.
But hopefully...
We've used it before. I'm trying to...
And we never got it to work right.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, we never got it to work right. So our tech came in and he's got... That's a dedicated computer now, which was part of the problem. We didn't have a dedicated... Which I think was most of the problem. We didn't have a dedicated computer that had enough storage to hold mm-hmm. the information until we had the chance to make the file smaller. And because... The district secretary can't be running over there to monkey around with the owl while the meeting's going on. So,
right.
Other things Nellie asked for were technology disruption, Zoom outage policy. It's only required for those bigger legislative bodies. Translation of agendas and participation instructions, not required for us. Public written update in the pipeline. Within 30 days. No, not required for us. So, it's very much on our radar. We're working on it, and we'll have it done.
And that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
We don't have to do all of that, but we can do all of that. We just can't do it all at once.
Right.
And we can't. So, we're going to do what we have to comply. When we're a little less stressed out, all of us,
mm-hmm.
and we have some actual calmness and breathing room, then we can start to pursue some of these, even though we don't have to, we can start to pursue being able to provide that to the community.
Yeah.
But it's a task right now that
it's a task.
We only need to do what we need to do because it's a big undertaking. And we're not ready to take on anything else right now.
And if we were to have audience participation in Zoom meetings, then there would have to be another human to manage that. Because,
Yeah.
Because
they think the meetings are long now, just make them Zoom meetings.
And when we had COVID, I did it, but I was home.
Mm-hmm.
So all I had to do, right? So I didn't have to manage all of this and people coming up and, yeah. And it's a lot. It's a lot.
I had...
That's why they pay me, though.
Two times in almost 8 years, I've never missed a meeting,
right.
A board meeting. And I've made it... During COVID, I used to listen to all the improvements and all that stuff. But my point is that I did have hip surgery, hip replacement surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was the next day after I got home or the day after that, that we did do a phone thing. Quite a while ago now.
Yeah.
And
I did it once for John, but both times we did it compliant with the Brown Act.
Okay. So, I think that it would be a good idea if you ran through that at the board meeting.
I'm going to put this in my general manager's report.
That's great. And Mike, do you have anything you'd like to ask or any comments?
You know, actually, I got my meetings mixed up. I thought this was security.
That's why he's here.
Yeah, we all did that.
Something. I saw it on the original thing, it was the 7th, and then I
know.
It was the 6th, so I put it on my calendar the opposite way. So.
John had to have.
How are you guys talking about this?
John's having cataract surgery today as we speak, and so that was one of the issues.
Right.
We wanted both board members that are on
security
to be there, you know. And security was hard yesterday. It was hard because the fact of the matter is we don't know how we're going
to. I actually got my meeting days wrong, you know, so.
Yes, there was quite a bit of confusion. We'll be moving improvements permanently to Wednesday, the first Wednesday of the month at 8 a.m., and then the rest of them are going to stay the same. But if the board members, it's more important that the board member, anyway, to me, to change a meeting day or time to accommodate the board members. We all have lives.
Well, we have to also recognize the amount of energy that people are putting into this situation that we have right now. And so I just think that we're doing the best possible job we can. And
thank you.
We do communicate with each other pretty well internally.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we have a good way of doing that. So, all right. So you're going to put that in this correspondence to the board meeting.
Yes, and, that's a good thing for me to talk about.
You and I could just go over a few of those points that we made.
Sure.
You know, so that we're starting from the right place.
All right.
Okay?
Perfect.
Anything else? Any other directors and staff communication? Are we adjourned?
I'm good.
All right,
adjourned.
10:33.
Farah.